enough room on our fort.
He was there, so I thank the Lord for that. I don't know that much, but y'all pray for me and Christina too. Lord willing, we'll have an addition to the family come August. Yeah, she, Christina's 9.5 weeks pregnant. So far, everything's going okay, so I thank the Lord for that, because usually if there's going to be a problem, we, you know, usually it's known by now, so. Just pray that everything will continue to be all right, but most of all, that the Lord's will be done, mm-hmm. and that we'll be satisfied whatever God decides to do. And we're supposed to be a week from tomorrow. She's supposed to have an appointment, and they'll be doing an ultrasound for the heart, listen to the heartbeat. So just pray pray that everything go well there. And I got a skin check that day too, so I mean, I didn't see anything that gives me concern, but just, you know, just pray for all that and continue to stay clear.
You know what grandpa wants.
Yeah.
Their grandpa's gonna be but happy, it don't matter either way.
Everybody's telling us it's gonna be a boy. As a matter of fact, what my pastor said was, he said, I'm praying for a boy, and I feel like this is what the Lord laid on my heart to do, so the rest of y'all can pray for what you want to, but I'm praying for a boy.
You just told me I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. But Christina, I want you to know, whatever it is, my boss still going on.
Yeah,
I remember that much about Paul. Alright, anyone else before we come and pray? Okay, if not, all will come and pray.
To be with you, have this assembly to be, Lord, and Shady Grove and all the churches, God. I pray that you make us what you have us to be, and also as the church, God, the unified church, God, I pray that you would help us to honor you and glorify you. I pray that you'd help us to occupy till you come, Lord, that you'd strengthen us and guide us. I pray that you would help all of us. God, we realize these things are calling to man, and it's part of the curse, and yeah, we have to deal with it. But I do thank you that you do promise us grace, and God, I pray that we'd be faithful through all of it. And I pray for all these names that were mentioned, God, each one as they have need. And, Lord, I pray that you would help Kenny there in the home, and Miss Geraldine, as she's stuck at home there, and Miss Betty, and she's trying to take care of Randy. Lord, again, just all the women, I pray that you be with your man as he preaches tonight, that you speak through by your Holy Spirit. I pray that you help him see me and you as well. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To say, Debbie's gonna be my backup. Debbie's gonna be my backup.
Is that the same guitar you got from Shaver?
It's an interesting story, Church. Matthew wanted to learn to play guitar. He was up there with a little piece of guitar in the rear gate. Grandpa. He got to looking for his guitar one Sunday morning. And he took his guitar. And they laid that one in its place. Matthew come back looking for his guitar. And he's Grandpa, where's my guitar? Where's my guitar? And he said, it's right there again. The church bought him a guitar, so they were singing one of the singing groups for the church or somebody. But anyway, he was looking for that guitar. They bought a brand new guitar with a case.
Yeah.
It was a blessing. $165.
Where the soul of love. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else with something? Okay, if not, welcome to fellowship. Your phone should still be there.
You going to fellowship?
I thought we were going downstairs.
Is that your son, Matthew?
Mm-hmm. That's my son, Matthew. Back in the house of the Lord tonight. All right. If you'll turn your Bibles tonight to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. And we're going to continue on our theme about spreading the gospel. Chapter 2 and verse number 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, and of any fellowship of the Spirit, of any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Let not every man of his own think, but every man also of the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. Put your hand in prayer. Philippians chapter 2. Now, keeping in mind what we've been preaching about, actually from the first of the year, about the gospel. How we need to get back to the basics of the gospel. And well, I think I have. I've learned a lot in the last few weeks about how we should present the gospel and whatever. You know, we talked this morning there about, you know, the gospel and, you know, teaching people about how God is there for us no matter what. He's never going to leave us, forsake us. He's not going to let us fall. He's going to be there for us. And tonight, the thought I have on my mind is, do we know, or what do we know about people's lives? Now, that was a statement made to me Saturday morning. You know, people trying to do the work of God. And the statement was made to me, I don't know these people. I know nothing about them. But I'm here to do God's work. And to be church, we have a problem. Because we don't know people. We don't know what goes on in another person's life. You know, the Indians have an old saying, don't judge a man until you walk a mile in his moccasins. And we kind of change that, you know. Do you walk in a man's shoes? Well, you live his life. You see what he has got to overcome. We don't know what's happening in the people that's out there in that world. The people that God puts in our lives for us to witness to. We need to witness. We need to be telling people about Jesus. We need to be spreading that gospel. But we also got to understand that these people may not know God. They might not know the things about God. They don't know how to surrender. They don't know how to ask for forgiveness. And you know, all they know is in their life, they're having a hard time. It's like I told you this morning, you know, church, they don't know the blessings of having God on their side.
Amen.
All they know is what's going on out there in that world, what's going on in their life.
Yep.
They don't know that there's somebody that can help them. And, you know, we need to learn ourselves when we're witnessing to someone that we need to keep in consideration. We don't know every little thing that's going on in their life. We don't know what they're having to bear. And that's the reason why I'm a confirmed believer that, you know, you can go walk up to a man and tell him, hey, if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to die, go straight to hell. You got to do something now. You know, you got to take the time, take the patience to love and to learn.
Amen.
You can't shove God down someone's throat and expect them not to get choked.
Amen.
You show me one place in the Bible where Jesus did not present himself in love. Even as he was turning the tables over there in the synagogues, He was doing it in love.
Amen. Yep.
We preach about and we sing about, we teach about, and we witness about this thing called love and God and how He is a God of love. And then we don't show love. We don't show compassion.
Yep.
Folks, it starts with us.
Amen.
Then folks out there that's lost it, we're trying to spread this gospel to you. They don't understand love like we do. I read in your presence this morning. I'm going to go back and read it again. Go back to Proverbs 18. 18 and 24. When it comes Christmas or your birthday, do you want one gift or do you want Minnie? Minnie, well, church this morning, tonight, glory to God, what we should desire in our hearts is not for God to give us one gift of a person, but many in our lifetimes to witness to tell them the wonderful thing that happened to us on that birthday that we had.
Amen.
How we were there and we could see ourselves hanging over a hill, hanging from a rotten cord stalk, fixing to fall into hell, and glory to God, hallelujah, how he showed us that all we have to do is just ask the Lord to forgive us. To give that person our testimony, how we were saved. But the most important thing that we need to do is listen to that person. Let that person talk to us. And listen to us, listen to them wholeheartedly, not just, yeah, I'm listening. I hear your words. Hear more than the words. Hear the disparities they have. And having compassion with that. That they're telling.
Amen.
What was one of the phrases that Jesus said a whole lot in the four Gospels? They hear, they don't understand. Folks, we need to ask the Lord to let us hear with understanding. We need to get to a point in our lives where the lost people are important to us. I'm talking about all of us. And I'm just not talking about Valley View Baptist Church. Church, I'm talking about all churches. I'm going to be honest with you. We've got so wrapped up in programs that we have forgotten all about witnessing and telling people about Jesus. Our churches today has got so wrapped up in programs, they don't know. There's nobody in the church teaching how to talk to people. How to have compassion on them. They're in that place because, you know, they might not want to be in the place that they're in. They just might not know how to get out of it. They don't know the way out. I'm going to tell you something. I got over from the house is a farm. It's called the Vine Farms. And they have one of these here corn mazes. And that was one year, I think it was last year. Might have been a year before. I got in that thing and I couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't about to start following the people that was in there with me because they was lost too. They didn't know the way out. Now think about that for being in church. You've got a world of people out there who's watching the wrong people. Mm-hmm. They're watching people that is just as lost as they are. You know how I got out of the corn maze? They put an American flag up at the front. And I kept watching that flag and making my way closer to that flag. That's how I got out of that maze. Those people don't know what to look for. They don't know to look, glory to God, for the flag.
Yeah.
Amen.
You notice I didn't go to that one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there was somebody, probably, in that corn maze with me that knew the way out. But they never come and told me. You see where I'm going with this, church?
Yeah.
They never told me. If there was anybody that was in that corn maze that knew the way out, I was lost and couldn't get out. But they didn't show me the way out. Folks, are we showing people the way out? Nobody was listening that I was lost. Nobody was concerned that I was lost. But I had a friend who told me to simply look straight up.
Amen.
And when I did look up, I seen that flag. And I knew where that flag was at. I seen that flag when I went in. I know where that flag led to. So I walked, and I walked till I found myself getting closer and closer and closer. It had been nice to have somebody there by my hand, but I had a friend.
Amen.
Who showed me the way out.
Amen.
Folks, the way to fill this church is to go out there and show them how to get out of that world.
Mm-hmm. Yep, amen.
Now, I grant you, if somebody would have walked up to some of those people in that cornfield and said, "Hey, I know the way out. You follow me and I'll show you how to get out of here." They're going to say, "Leave me alone, I'll find my own way." You're going to have those people.
Yep.
But the glory to God, not all of them are going to say no.
Amen.
Glory to God, some of them are going to say, "I'm glad that He sent me, you to me, to tell me, to show me the way out."
Amen.
We have to seek and find those people just looking for a way out. And we have to be patient and listen with understanding and compassion in our hearts. No, we might not approve of the lifestyle they're living. But you know, them people might not want to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. They might be so sick of it that they want out of it, but they don't know how. It's like I told you this morning about that eunuch in Philip. That eunuch wanted a change in his life. He went trying to find the change and he couldn't.
Yep.
But God sent somebody by that was willing to set everything else aside, go find a eunuch that he didn't know who he was looking for, and tell him about Jesus.
Amen.
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 We got a world out there and before us of people that's in despair. They're in need. They're looking. And they don't know what they're looking for. And we have to answer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what we need to be praying for? For God to send us a gift. Mm-hmm. Send us a Send me a gift, Lord. Send me someone. Show me the person that it is that I should be witnessing to, that I should be telling about Jesus.
Yep.
Bring that person into my life. But preacher, I'm scared. Maybe I will fail. Maybe that person won't say it. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus died for a multitude.
Amen.
That he knew would say no.
Yes.
But he did it anyway, didn't he?
Amen.
Look not every man in his own things. In other words, you know, that's not to be looking at our life and our stuff, but look at others. Compassion on others. To love them that loves, that's, you know, not even able to love us.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
To love them, to have compassion on them. To not want to see them die and go to hell.
Amen.
I don't want any to perish, not one. No. And neither did Jesus. That's the reason why he came and died. But they don't know that they're lost. They don't know that they need to be found. Some do know that they're lost and they need to be found, but they just don't know the way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How can I but if some man show me? Remember what you had said?
Yep.
He had the desire, he wanted to know what that little scroll of Hosea meant. How can I know unless something is shown me? We need to think about that tonight, church. They're out there crying, and their cries are falling on the ears of man. Back to anything on your heart tonight. Okay, if not. Preacher Matthew, you dismiss us.
Lord, I thank you again for letting us be in your house this evening. Thank you for the fellowship that we have together. Thank you for the truth of your words. God, I pray that you would guide us each. I pray that you would make us better witnesses for you. Give us a desire for lost souls, Lord. Compassion for lost souls, God. And I pray that we would honor you in that. God, that you would equip us to the work and that you would mold us and make us into that which you would have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
What are they here for? What are you putting on the news? over here.
Yeah. Now, what you saw this, I am.